Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thrift, in our tomorrow. And with me is Mike Bachman.
Wait, who is that, like, old comedian that talked like that?
Emo Phillips?
Yeah.
Emo Phillips.
Is that what's going on right now? Are you Emo Phillipsing?
Somebody on Twitter said that I sound like Emo Phillips when I do my voice. I blocked them.
Why'd you block them?
I said blocked. Yeah. It was a hollow threat.
I want you to know that I gave up my opening goof in order to call that out. So that dude on Twitter owes me a goof.
Bachman, you're a real team player.
Bachman, tell me what it is and I'll say it.
Tim wants the glory.
I want the goof.
Okay.
Tim Lanning.
What would Bachman say? 7.
Ah! Get it! 7 means my dick.
And Jennifer Cheek.
I'm surrounded by madmen. Not the good kind like Don Draper, but
I think if there's one celebrity that Tom the Dragonborn, like, pretty much embodies, it's Don Draper.
He has all that charisma.
He does have the charisma and that dick!
Like,
just like Don Draper slash, oh my god.
John Hamm.
And Don Draper
Hamm.
Has a tail.
Yeah, none of the other madmen have tails, but yeah, he does.
He does. Oh man. Wow.
Oh man.
Oh man,
you guys.
Oh me.
Oh,
my body and soul.
This is our special marathon episode this week, right?
Oh no.
What's that?
Did
I just fourth wall it? Editing. I said this is our special marathon episode, Thrifty.
I don't get it.
Because it's the opposite of that?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's going to be short, maybe?
It's a shouty.
Shouty.
So, let's roll d20s. Everybody.
Really fast. Get...
I got a 6.
I got a 6.
Like, why did you roll?
I don't know.
He just gets sad because he doesn't roll.
I got a 9.
I got a 7.
Oh my god!
I have higher dexterity than you, Thrifty.
Yeah, you probably
so you don't
do.
Have any.
Yeah, none.
That's fair.
So is this to say what we did last week?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, say what happened last week.
Say what happened in the future. Sorry.
Fourth wall.
Don't say what you could say what happens next week, but that would be weird.
That would be weird.
God, I think this is what's gonna happen.
Is anyone sleeping? Jeez. So last week we were continuing our adventure to try to find Bercy Hamhands in Mastwick.
But why were we doing that?
Because we're in Mastwick to sell Residium.
That's right.
And the Darkblades are like,
wait,
listen.
I have to interrupt you for a moment to say that Tim and I were on the G-chat today trying to remember what the element was we were trying to sell, and I'm going to call Tim out. First, I thought it was unobtainium, which it was not, and Tim said it was resodium,
That was a typo.
Uh-huh. But resodium, anyway, continue.
Why would you call me out like that?
Because it's funny. I like to bring you down a few pegs so that you don't get too, like, sad that you're with me, you know.
What?
Wow.
Jeez.
That was a nag on myself.
It was. So yeah, we're in Mastwick to do some business, and the Darkblades gave us a quest to capture Bercy Hamhands, who was supposed to, you know, fall in a boxing style match, and he didn't. So the Darkblades like, we need to get him. And he took the money, and he's gone. Luckily, Niles Blackwater, a local Darkblade agent, helped us out, and we eventually tracked Bercy Hamhands down. We fought him. But during the battle, Niles took the money and jumped out the window and ran out the alley.
He just dipped.
Like a crazy person. And of
he
course,
just
that,
like,
was,
bye.
That was. He was
that
not
was played
very
by a Kickstarter winner.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to do this crazy thing. Everyone.
And he's a human, and you can't stop him.
Right.
Like, I didn't, you know, he was a dude. I couldn't control him. He just He's a maniac, and he just took off like a maniac does.
Yeah, Sean did a great job.
Like a madman.
So he set the bar. The bar.
The bar.
And so I guess we're like in the apartment now with a screaming
grandma? Grandma. Is grandma there? No, she left. She's not there.
Okay, she's done.
Yeah, the grandma.
Yeah, she jumped out the window first.
Yeah. So wait, but we are there with Bercy, though.
He's you killed dead. Bercy.
Wait, we did kill him?
Well, you beat him.
I thought we restrained
senseless.
We beat him badly.
We didn't restrain beat him until he was unconscious.
Yeah.
You can restrain him.
Do we need
to? Sure, let's do that.
You can do whatever you want.
Do we want to? I mean, we wanted the money, and now our bro ran away with the money.
Well, you didn't. Mike Bachman, was it true that you wanted the money?
I gotta be honest, I'm a little lost, but I know that in any circumstance, Tom the Dragonborn wants the money, so I'm gonna say yes, that is very true.
What
did Niles Blackwater promise?
Niles Blackwater, that motherfucker. I mean, like, you know, the character, not the man behind the character, but he stole fucking gold.
And that's but what else?
What else?
What else?
Dangle in front of your face.
Because gold, I'm sorry, you know your quest log is very long. Not just gold would get Tom the Dragonborn excited.
But information about where to find more gold.
Sometimes I can't tell if it's a joke.
He has information on who I can talk to that has information on where I could possibly find more information on how to find the guy who knows where Blood Drinker's knower of where it is might be.
Yeah. That's probably about right.
No, it was gold the whole time.
No.
We were goofing on you.
What?
It's good. So I
know how Thrifty works. I mean, he's got that Thrifty carrot on a stick.
Gotta have that carrot. So Thrifty, what happens? Yeah. Do we lose the game because Sean stole our gold and our knowledge of where Blood Drinker is?
Now you'll never get Blood Drinker. Never.
Sean!
That quest line is gone.
It just popped up abandoned. Or failed.
Mike Bachman is so mad that he threw his the headphones off, lagged, and then vanished.
Lagged, there he is, he's back.
Is he gonna bring the pumpkin, the scary pumpkin
guys,
back?
Guys, I was so mad, I didn't lag. That was straight up.
Disappeared.
My disappearing power.
Oh, man.
Shippuden.
Now I'm gonna need you to take back what you just said and say that we will get Blood Drinker.
Well, hey, man, it's, you know,
it's a free country.
It's you can do. YOLO. If you want to go get. You guys are very powerful.
Blood Drinker, hashtag YOLO swag.
We're like gods. We should just go murder everyone.
That is a little
everyone
strong. We are not like gods.
I bet you guys could take down Red Dragon.
No way. We could never take down
Red Dragon. You must be dreaming.
So, how about this? Guys, we got this unconscious Bercy Ham Hands. How about...
Oh, Ham Hands.
How about we tie real hams to his hands?
Let's put hands up.
Play a real joke.
Can we play Edward Ham Hands? You just tie him and he can't get him loose until he eats both the hams?
That's a fun party game, ladies and gentlemen.
I think he would win. I think he would just eat him. He would like that. He'd be like, thank you for the ham on my hands.
Maybe we could drag him down to a tavern, try to find another Darkblade, give him to the Darkblades, and then maybe they'll be like, hey, here's where Blackwater is, here's where Blood Drinker is. I don't know, I'm just spitballing.
Yeah, now I feel sad for him because we saw his little map and he had plans and he's kind of a jerk, but I feel like the Darkblades are for sure going to kill him, right?
That's true.
We did kind of kill him. We, like, almost killed him. Tom, what do you think? Oh.
Did he lag out?
He's frozen.
Oh, he's playing Space Trains.
look how happy he looks.
Though. He does look very happy.
He
this,
looks great.
This frozen screen.
Bachman.
Oh, man.
Oh, there he goes.
Balkan, what do you think? Oh, you think that you should give Bloodrinker to me? Oh my gosh, I think you're totally right. Alundra would love to have Bloodrinker. Thank you so much.
So...
Guys, yeah, remember that time when Mike Bachman remembered what happened 7 days earlier in his life?
No.
He's funny. Anyway, here we are. Mm-hmm. Just us three. Mm-hmm. This is what it's going to be like when I come to Boston. It's going to be like, hey, here we are.
Here we are. Just chilling.
Did we say that we were going to hang out again?
Ooh.
Boy. I might have a mistake.
So who are you?
How about those Red Sox?
Yeah.
Red Sox.
What happened?
Weird. Where'd you go?
Guys, you should... The gold going on here as we were riffing to fill time while you were gone. I mean, it was...
Boy.
It was...
Yeah, did you guys tell all
funny.
The jokes?
It was funny.
Can you give me a list of all the jokes that you just told?
I told one mild joke about Aludra actually taking Bloodrinker.
Let me tell you what. I'll tell you all the jokes that I know, and you just tell me yes or no if you guys said that joke.
As one of your jokes, just all three of us going, for like 3 minutes.
I made the Tina noise for like 15 minutes straight.
Hashtag Tina noise.
So, are we ready?
Belcher Belchin.
To hop back in to the world of mystery and magic?
Yeah, yes. I'm ready.
So we were about to play Edward Ham Hands.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to tie ham to his hands. Doesn't that sound like fun, Harper?
And Harper was suggesting that you take him to to other dark woods.
Oh, yeah. I was asking you what you thought of that.
How do we get to the Dark Blades from Elm Street, though?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I haven't been to Mastwick in a long time. And I haven't had much dealings with any of these Dark Blades.
They're kind of sketchy people, to be quite honest with you. They're, you know, thieves. Ugh. They do some thieving.
Cut purses. Rogues.
Definitely rogues.
Foot pads.
Calors.
Yeah. They're up to all sorts of sketchy business, so, like, my only worry is that we're gonna take old Ham Hands here, and I don't know, is it gonna be good for us to take the Ham Hands? They do want him still, right? Or do they just want the money? What?
To my
I must... Screenshot.
How are there two of them?
No. It's impossible to beat.
No one
I don't know which one to shoot.
Power.
Do this pose. That's the pose you're stuck in.
Yeah, do the same pose.
Which pose?
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, I had to switch browsers. I don't know if
you
it'll help.
It.
Cause like it's not laggy at all. It just instantly is just like gone. Connection
gone. Spike. Oh jeez.
So you guys do, you know, you, Tom and Aludra did have a meeting at one point in a shady tavern with Dark Blades.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was in the other town.
No, that was actually right across the street.
Wait.
No, that's the other tavern.
No, wasn't it in the same bar that I got in the fist fight in? Like, we came back there later. Pretty sure.
I was thinking that it was in Mastwick, but I could be wrong.
The one where we traded Bloodrinker was in Carr.
Yeah, is that what you're talking about? Where we traded Bloodrinker? Because that was in Carr.
Shit, that was in Carr.
That was Quimby's Tavern.
Yeah, because the tavern in Mastwick was where I got drunk. I mean, granted, I get drunk a lot of places, so I know that doesn't narrow it down. But that's where I had the drinking contest with the other dwarves, and I did so well, you guys. Aren't you proud of me? Tell me how proud you are of me.
Okay, so we're all proud of you.
That's right.
All I'm saying is we were cheated by the Dark Blades. I say we go there, even if we don't need this trash at our feet for collateral. We need to get our payment. But you should bring for proof, I say.
That's true. We don't want any Dark Blades coming after us thinking that we didn't do our job.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, well, let's drag this ham to the Dark Blades.
Well, this... where? But you don't know where the Dark Blades. You know a tavern in Carr where they would hang out.
Maybe we go to the tavern.
And Tum did meet with them here, but he absconded by himself.
He did.
And Harper is not Tum. Tim.
Unfortunately.
Can't say what it is. Tim also doesn't remember the name.
Well?
I guess... What if, like, one of us went into, like, a shady tavern and were like, hey, I need Darkblade business.
Find me a Darkblade.
So before we do that, describe to me what's going on with Percy. Are you tying him up? What are you doing?
Oh.
What's the ham situation like in this apartment?
You do not see... Okay, you see two hams.
But they're his hands.
I sure do. Why, we tie him to his hands, bro. Like, clearly.
So you're just going to put hams on his
hands. We also tie him up securely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's going to be pretty secure, because he's going to wake up and he's going to be like, I got to get out. Ooh, hams. And he's just going to start munching.
No, I think he's going to use the hams to punch our faces with.
Yeah,
no,
man, he's going to be so used to these hams.
Is it, I mean, since he's already Percy Ham Hands, is it safe to say that adding hams to his ham hands would double his attack power?
It's Percy Ham Hands?
Yeah, Ham Hands.
Guys, what is wrong with us?
Guys, I'm trying to get our money back.
Well,
and maybe get that.
Percy doesn't have
that,
it. Percy doesn't know where it is.
Fool Niles. Right, but we need him to prove to the Dark Blades that we didn't cheat him.
So we don't need to ask him. We just need to tie hands to it.
We'll show this thing.
Oh, tie him up! Tie him up, you strength, people!
Okay, I tie him up.
Oh, what? Why are the hams on my hands?
Eat him! I put my sword to his neck.
What?
Eat the hams! Listen, ham hands.
We're here from the Dark Blades. You made a very unwise choice in taking that money and running.
We're here from the Dark Blades. We're not leaving until you eat those hams. I'm sorry, I'm done.
What? You're here from the Dark Blades? Why didn't you just kill me then?
Because one of the Dark Blades stole the money, and we need to show that you're still alive and that we didn't just trick them.
Where's the money, Sonny?
Well, that's some bad luck, eh?
It is some pretty bad luck, Percy. Kind of feel like this bad luck is kind of your fault, actually, since we were coming to look for you.
But if you play your cards right, you might just make it out alive.
Listen, Percy.
Percy Ham Hands doesn't lose a fight.
Percy, either you help us, or
it's
we're gonna...
Percy with a B.
That's what I said. We're gonna force your mom to eat these hams. We got her in the other room. Bluff check.
What?
Bluff check.
Or does he just believe me? Do I need to bluff?
What's all this
thing? What? What'd you roll?
Well, I rolled an 11 plus...
Hold up.
My bluff is 11, so 22.
Oh, that's good.
You leave my mom out of this. She didn't have nothing to do with it.
You shouldn't have hidden the money here, Ham Hands. That was a fool's move.
And you shouldn't have hid these hams here.
She's just a sweet old lady. You leave her alone.
Listen, you cooperate, and really all you gotta do is not run away and stay alive. Actually, you don't even need to be alive, to be honest with you. But just cooperate and tell them everything that you know. Hey, we may all get out of this alive.
Now, do you know where some Dark Blades might be hanging out, Percy?
Well, I thought you blokes were Dark Blades.
No, we're like independent contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah?
We work with the Dark Blades. That's what he said. With them.
So you want me to tell you where they is so you can bring me down there and they can kill me.
Listen.
Yes.
We could kill you. We've beaten you. We also have your mother. Don't be a fool. Save at least your mother. You have to roll that hard six.
Do you know how much... wait, he's an orc, right?
He's a half-orc.
Half-orc.
Do you know how much ham it takes to kill a half-orc? Because I do. I know exactly how much ham it takes.
Guys, how about we... He's tied up. Listen.
Is that an intimidate check?
It can be, yeah. 16. Plus my intimidate, which is massive. My intimidate is 15.
Oh so my 30, god.
31.
Wow.
Oi. You leave my mom out of this.
Exactly.
Guys, let's
I'll show you where them dark blades is if you just make sure my mom doesn't get hurt.
Percy, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll delay the hamming.
Alright. So do we want to have a quick small powwow together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we go off to the side and we huddle up and whisper. Alright.
Hey, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Percy, a moment.
That's the point of a powwow, Percy.
So, what are you thinking?
I feel bad for Percy.
I feel
bad for him.
I'm thinking we should bring these hams.
Yeah. Tom, I don't think that's in question. We're of course bringing the hams.
Wait, nobody's saying we're not going to bring the hams. We're of course bringing the hams. I feel a little bad for him, but he knows where the dark blades are. So let's just let him think.
Do you think they're going to kill him, though?
Probably.
It can't All right. be worse than force-feeding his mom two hams.
Good point. That is extremely cruel, so we should All not right. do that.
Let's see what he says. All right, let's go.
All right. All right, Percy. Where do you think Ooh. We should go to find these dark blades? Our associates have skipped out on us.
There's a tavern called the Rusty Tankard. I can't place my accent. It's all over the place.
Oh, you took a nasty thunk on the head. I get it.
What street
I don't
is
know
that?
What I was thinking, trying to do this accent out of nowhere. Now it's Australian, I think.
It does sound that way. Percy, man, your head. I'm sorry that we hit your head so hard, but you shouldn't have fought so much. Forced it on us.
All right, let's
go to the Rusty Tankard.
Yeah, let's put a cloak on him or something so he doesn't look like he's a tied-up prisoner.
So we're going to carry him through the street? We're going to burn him.
Are his hands tied, his hammy hands tied behind him or in front of him? And I'm not sure which is worse. With the big, big old lumps underneath the cloak.
Baby got back, you know what I'm saying? Look like two Christmas hands.
More front.
Ew, gross, he's...
Do we want to do the ham thing?
Hey, we're doing the ham thing is hands. Done. You're living in the past.
You're right.
All right, let's go to the Rusty Tankard.
All right, let's go. Throw a cloak on Percy.
Just so you know if any guards pass. So he doesn't need to be great, whatever. So okay. We walk there. We leave the apartment, we walk there. But I guess we should also have our eyes peeled for Blackwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That nerd. Mm.
That nerd.
Okay, you keep your eyes peeled for him. So you get into a bit of a rougher part of town, and eventually you see the Rusty Tankard, and there's two burly-looking gentlemen outside the door, looking like they're kind of guards or something.
Oh, so
you guys want to buy some hams? No, I don't say that. Sorry.
Just kidding. Oh, God, take it back.
Your brand. Do you know these two?
What? I don't know.
Pale Grim?
Bert. First, you're not being
so I guess
helpful.
We just go up to the guards and be like, we have business with the Dark Blades.
Wow, just throwing it out there.
Greetings! Oh, no, that's not my voice.
Wrong one.
The guy on the left opens the door for you.
Oh.
Thank you, sir. I give him a gold coin.
Doesn't look super happy or sad. All right. In the dark, shady corner, Tom and Aluja recognize a fellow to be named Footpad Kalor.
Oh, he's my favorite! Tim said. Who's that fucker?
Oh.
So Harper looks in, looking all around.
And Aluja kind of nudges him. She's like, back there, that guy. We met him before.
All right, well, lead the way.
So we walk on up. And, say, hey, Footpad, had some more dealings with you guys, and, got something for ya.
Why'd you bring that garbage here?
Well, if your agent hadn't skipped out on us, we wouldn't have had to do this. Just wanted to make sure you knew that we did the task that you set for us to do. We got you the handmans, but your dude ran off with money.
You're telling me Niles ran off?
Mm-hmm.
Niles ran off?
Yeah. We were fighting this old ham hands here, and while we're distracted by his vigorous punches and
his vigorous ham hands,
he snuck out with the money somewhere down Elm Street. I don't know. We couldn't find him. We thought maybe he was returning to you.
Just wait here, and hey, you two, take this garbage out back and dispose of it.
Wait.
Two big guys grab Bercy and start dragging him out the back.
Whoa, leave the hams.
You don't have to kill Bercy, he's been punished already.
He's like, no, this is long overdue. You can have the hams.
Alright. My man!
So, Bercy gets dragged out the back. And Footpad Kalor goes into a side room. And he comes back. He goes, I've checked with some operatives and your story checks out. Perfect. It looks like Niles has gone rogue.
They'll do that.
Rogue. Could have sworn. I thought he was a rogue.
That's a little Thieves Guild humor.
Well, I like you, Footpad.
Listen,
you're all right.
We were promised money. We were promised the location of Blood Drinker.
He's like, look, I can't give you the full 3,000 gold. We don't have it.
What?
What can you give us?
Some thieves' guild you are.
You guys seem to remember Niles said he was going to give you 1,000 gold.
Mm-hmm. Niles! That rogue!
He's like, we'll give you half.
All right, we'll take it. So we got 1,500.
Sure.
And I do have a little bit of information for you.
Do you know where Niles could be?
No, we don't. We're tracking that piece of human filth.
Ugh. Ugh. I thought it was an elf.
You see him. Well, definitely, you can bring us his head, and we'll definitely give you a reward.
If we're ever in Japan, Blackwater, watch out!
Coming for you.
If we see who, I kind of blanked out for
Niles.
For like 30 seconds.
Blackwater. That asshole.
He gave you guys 1,500 gold, and,
I'm pretty sure we already did our mission. How is it that we're getting caught up in doing more tasks?
He didn't send you a task. He said if you see him, you can bring us his head and you'll get a bigger reward. Here's 1,500 and I've got a bit of information for you.
A bit of information about a certain drinker of blood?
Yeah, I knew you'd be interested in this. So, it looks like one certain Trant Thumble found the whereabouts of our buyer. And he currently
Shade
has,
Baelish.
He currently has his fortress under siege.
Oh.
Wait.
Shade Baelish's fortress.
Trant's fortress is under siege?
No. Shade Baelish.
Trant. Shade Baelish is just... That isn't who actually
isn't
was
it?
The buyer.
Oh, my being.
You don't know who the buyer is.
Okay,
I don't think.
But the buyer, he's sieging his castle so he can.
The buyer's castle is being sieged.
Dang.
And our sources tell us that it'll fall within a fortnight.
That's 2 weeks.
All right. Well, let's keep it.
Where's this
guess
castle?
What I'm saying is it looks like Thumble will be getting his sword back. And there's. If you're thinking about trying to get in there before him, it ain't happening.
Oh, it's happening.
Well, or we can pay old Trant Thumble a visit himself later on.
First thing we've got to do.
Have scores to settle there.
First thing we got to do is gather up some gnolls. We're gonna raise us an army.
Set him free in Trant Thumble's house.
Set him in his house and feed him some hams.
Can Harper ask? What's the deal with the sword?
The sword? Did you just call my best friend ever and the face of a planet a sword?
I'm just saying, there's perhaps more important things to do than...
Than friendship? Than rescuing the ones you love from the clutches of evil? This sword. This sword would be more than just
a
sword.
It's a stupid sword.
Whoa, Harper.
Whoa.
Harper, you've gone too far now.
Listen,
stand
I stood back
down,
and let it
Harper.
Happen.
You brutes.
Stand
nothing
down
of...
or I swear to Uthgar I will force feed you hams for a fortnight. That's 2 weeks.
You will not
a
feed
score
me
of fortnights even.
Four score.
Listen,
one might say.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln.
If that's what you want, fine. But... I think it's stupid.
Well, speak your mind then, alright.
I feel like...
I'm just saying it's an option, okay?
The Brazier of Worlds, the Orb of Endless Power, those! Now those are quests for heroes.
But wouldn't we be better at those quests if we had a really legit sword?
How will we make it there without Blood Drinker to guide our hands? He speaks to me. In the night, in my dreams, I'm in love with him. Because he talks to me like lovers do.
Now, I definitely think this might be a bad idea. He wants it too much.
He does. He might actually injure himself with the sword.
Listen.
Out of love.
Oh, he most certainly will injure himself with the sword.
Listen. Finnegan saved our asses there during Lost Island Zone. Mm-hmm. We owe him one. Gotta think that
he
we
might.
Gotta do this.
In fact, not only do we owe him one, but he could kinda let us die if we don't get some stuff back to him.
Yeah, how is your head's feeling?
Fine.
So
I don't know.
Peculiar.
Maybe a little, maybe
whatever.
A little click here and there.
Never better.
Pretty good. Tom, is that true? Be honest with yourself.
My head matters not before the matters of my heart. Why do I suddenly talk as such?
It's because you got the bard in you.
Oh,
you're bit by a bard.
Bard bug. Bard all the beetle.
Canon, I did get bit by a bard bug.
Anyway, Tom, you know, we don't have to make any rash decisions about which quest we're going to go after next.
Calla, where is this castle that's being sieged?
I forgot Footbag Calor
is
like right there.
It's not that you need to know this, but
we do.
It's probably a good month's march east of Carr.
You son of a bitch.
Well, there we go.
Alright.
Listen.
Listen, Tom. We'll...
That's on the way to House Vidalis.
There we go. Tom, see, it's a compromise. This is good. We can do both of these things later.
I did want to go to House Vidalis.
Yeah, see, that sounds good, right?
How to sample the hams of my people. Sorry.
You have a one ham mind.
I think he has a multiple ham mind. He has a lot of hams on the brain.
All the room for hams.
Okay.
So it's settled. We travel to House Vidalis. And then, onward to the castle.
Or maybe maybe other places too, you know, I don't know. Maybe some other places. We can decide later.
The crypt of Sinu the Red.
Maybe the crypt of Sinu the Red.
Listen, saying, whatever order you choose to do it, yeah, is fine by Harper.
Footbed, been good to see you again.
Footbed, pleasure to meet you. I'm Lord Titus Harper. I hold my hand out to him.
He pauses for a second, and then he shakes your hand.
You might have heard
Good work. Bercy is a tough customer. Good work there. Heard of you? No. No,
I have not. The Tempest? The Blazing Hand?
Not ringing a bell.
Of the free companies north of Palor's Hope?
Nope. Nothing.
What about the Cult of Orcus? You've heard of that, right?
Well, yeah, of course everybody has.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I give Harper just the worst glare. Just like a cocky, like, look.
I hold my chin high. Harper believes that these people aren't educated enough to have heard of him.
Cushion that ego. Just cushion it.
I guess it's dark, right? Because we didn't go to bed. We must be very sleepy.
Yeah, we should probably...
Yeah, you guys should go to bed.
Thanks so much.
No problem. You guys, I wouldn't say you're friends of the Dark Blades, but you're probably acquaintances.
Hey.
So that you got that going for you.
How do we find you if we need you again?
You can usually find me here or that other bar called Quimby's over in Carr.
Or you can find him at FootbadCalor on Twitter.
Okay, so yeah, so you guys,
I say, Footpad, I'll share a ham with you any day. Just had to get another ham goof in there. I hope you
All right.
This ham goofing.
You're hamming really, it up. Have we said
really hamming it up?
Damn, you're such a ham.
I was about to.
Damn it. All right. Well.
So that's another 15 hundo for your coffers.
Yeah.
And
what are our stats?
What's that?
What's our stats?
Let's pull that up. You know what? Actually, I don't want to, you know, put you on the spot or anything, but I was thinking, Jennifer, I trust you to actually pay attention to stuff.
Okay.
What do you think about being in charge of keeping track of group experience and gold?
I can do that. So what are we at currently right now?
And you should harass me at the end of each episode to tell you how much experience you get.
Okay, that's a good idea because, yeah, that way you get more cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're at 8,900 EXPs.
Okay.
After you fought the priests of Tiamat.
Uh-huh.
And then you got 400 experience for, is that right? Yeah, you got 400 experience for finding Bercy Ham Hands.
Yes!
And then you got another 400 experience for beating Bercy Ham Hands.
Yeah!
Yes!
Which would bring you up to 9,700.
Okay.
And then for this episode that we're on right now, for just being wonderful people and finding
all that RP we did.
Great RPs, excellent job finding the Dark Blades and getting more info. You get another 300 experience each, bringing you to an even 10,000.
Oh my goodness.
Which would put you at level 7.
That's
what?
Very exciting.
Yeah, level 7.
Ladies.
In fact, and then I should tell you how much money you have.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, so, boy, it's been a long time since I calculated how much I want to get back to you on the money thing.
Okay, that's cool. Email me later about it. I'll take care of that.
What is this email?
Oh, you know what? No, because you guys had... You put all your money into the shipping stuff?
Yeah.
So, as of... Let's see. As of landing just the other day in Mastwick, you would have gotten even 10,000 gold pieces because you 10,000 gold because that's how much you get for the shipping, and then you each of the you've got what was it, two or three of those platinum
because it was the non-minion people.
All right, that would be 1,200. So with today's gold, 13,500 gold.
Got it. 13,500 gold. All right.
Yeah.
Dope.
We get rich. Let's just retire from all this browsing.
You know, guys.
One fifth.
Small kingdoms have been founded on.
Hey.
It's a good joke.
So, a little homework assignment for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harper has this very cool ritual that allows him to craft magic items of up to level 7.
Ooh. Yeah, I do.
So, basically, you could go through...
Ladies.
You could go through the any, and like, pick out any magic item up to level 7, and he can make it. You just have to pay for it. You just have to pay the gold amount for it.
Okay.
You have to pay the gold price for it, not the iron one.
Oh, damn.
Much better at the iron price.
How much does...
So, I mean, you can decide, like, you know, maybe you should each split the... Maybe you should split the 1350 or 13,500 or whatever.
Get some rad.
You guys have tons of, like, empty slots in your equipment that you can be putting just, like, amulets and shit into.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to do, like, weird level ones that do fun stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Like, so everyone gets a lucky charm.
Anything you want, Harper can make it up to level 7.
Man, I just gotta gear up.
I took that feat for the ritual, son.
Thank you. Thank you, Harper.
No problem.
All right, we'll do that. I'm gonna look around.
Do you guys want to just say what... I mean... I'm assuming that you've all, like, thought about it and, like, God, someday when I get to level 7...
You know, if we don't...
I want to get this new power.
Yeah, if we don't do that this week, I'm pretty sure... I just have a feeling we'll forget to do it next week.
I know.
Yeah. You know, I just don't trust myself.
Here, let me pick. Okay, good. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, what does Harper get?
Well, as you know, Harper needed a new... encounter, which is what we get on level 7. We get another encounter.
Yeah.
So, fitting with my freak out and either shoot people with fire, lightning, or acid, I chose spark form. Your body briefly becomes a shower of dancing sparks that zips among foes, shocking them as you go. So what this is Harper, if he's up close to a bunch of enemies, or even if he's not, he can turn into, like, essentially electricity and move. I shift my speed plus 2, which is a total of 8. And for every, like, enemy square that I move through, I do 1d6 to that enemy. So think about, like, a lightning bolt just, like, running through the bad guys.
Man.
That's you.
F up some minions of that, huh?
Yeah.
But it's
that'd be so cool.
Yeah, well, I can still do it. It's 1d6 plus 14 plus 16.
Oh, Jesus.
Man.
Cool.
Your fucking staff.
The staff only gives me 3 extra damage, which is a lot, but you know, it gives me an extra 1 hit and an extra 3 damage.
Neato. Hey, what is Eludra's new power?
Oh man, first of all, let me just say that my HPs are now up to 78. Everyone marvel at that. Very impressive. Number 2, I get a new encounter power called Guardian's Pounce. It's an immediate reaction, and it's really neat. The trigger is an enemy enters a square adjacent to an ally within 3 squares of you on its turn. So if, you know, let's say we're fighting like a dragon or something, and it comes into Harper's space, then even though it's not my turn, I get to shift my speed plus 3 because I'm a wild blood to be adjacent to the triggering enemy and then make the following attack, which is one weapon plus strength modifier, which is 4 damage, and target takes a minus 5 penalty to attack rolls until the end of its turn.
Okay.
I think it's very cool.
That's neato.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Tom Dragonborn.
I took Deadly Returns, or I mean, I will take in the future when I choose it. Deadly Returns, which is a, it's a, you know, it's a melee attack. It's 2 weapon plus my, plus strength, which is 5. But any ally within 5 squares of me until the end of my next turn, if the target, the one that I just hit, takes a melee attack against me or that ally gets to make an opportunity attack against the target.
That's awesome.
Which is probably going to be marked by Aludra, so it'll probably be hitting Aludra. So she'll be getting a lot of opportunity attacks. Well, she'll be getting one per encounter.
That's great. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Neato.
Love it.
Timothy, would you like to read some feedback?
Timothy would love to read feedback.
I did not edit these. I just...
Okay.
They came to you raw dog.
Raw dog reviews.
Oh, boy. As always, thank you very, very, very much for your iTunes reviews. It makes us happy. It gives us hot ideas and all that fun stuff.
Hot ideas.
Popsicle Man 9 from Canada says, "G'day, mate. Natural 20 of badassery." Abraham Hamster, Jay Lincoln says, "Great fun. I'm amazed at how eagerly I await each episode. So much fun. It makes me want to play." Neverwinter Leaf from the United States says, "Natural 20. Sirok 13 says, "Call me impressed." Simaitsai says, "Worthy of chain listening." Thank you. Michiba says, "Why does this keep happening to me?" P.S. Dragon bonus for the win. Daniel B. from the United States says, "Extremely entertaining. Found this jewel yesterday, listened to the last 6 episodes. Finally figured out how to work the app, and I'm starting from episode 1 today. Excited to experience Tom's death." Huh. Hilarious and very entertaining. Thanks. People don't know how to spell or differentiate.
Tom and Tom are very confusing names.
Yeah,
that is on YouTube.
I did it first, remember? Because I'm like, oh, I want to be Tom. And like, oh, I was going to be Tom.
And then we just did it anyway.
So no. Tom Darkblade's name was T-U-M.
U-M, like tummy.
Tom, like tumble.
Like, because we joke and call Tim Tum Tum.
Yeah, when I'm being cute.
When he's being cute, which is all the time.
Dankeschön.
He's going to bring rocks off.
But Tom, the Dragonborn is T-H-O-M, and Tom Darkblade, R-I-P, is T-U-M.
Yeah.
And so Tim is T-U-M.
Just to clarify.
And Harper is H-A-R-P-E-R-T-U-M-T-H-O-M-A-L-U-D-R-A.
Oh, wait. I was like, what? Did you just steal my name? What just happened? Yeah, Aludra.
What's Aludra's last name?
Aludra doesn't have a last name?
That you know of.
That is like a thing. My characters in D&D, I never make last names for them. I never think about it until someone asks me, and then I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know my last name, Thrifty, because my memories are gone.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
I always make my characters, start with the letter T. Tom. Titus. Tim. Teshar.
Mine are always with A's. I always do A last names.
It always, it always starts with a T and ends with Darkblade.
Darkblade.
Oh, R.I.P. R.I.P. Tom.
I miss him. I like Harper's Day.
Is that all the feedback? Did we go through all the feedback?
Yeah, we had...
Yeah, well, remember, we only recorded a week ago.
So. Yeah, and the last bit that we had was like a million.
That's true.
So, yeah, get up all up in our forums. We should have that fixed.
Forums are, they appear to be working now.
Yay.
Unless something else is broken because something got fixed. Sometimes things get fixed and then they make it, things work too well, and then other things are broken. Like maybe we're getting a lot of spam. I don't know. But you can register now.
Yeah. It's great. You'll love it.
Register.
You will.
Let's do it.
Leave us a comment on this post on dndpodcast.com.
It makes us happy to read it.
And really, there's just we do have a small, thriving community to hang out, talk, play D&D by post, I believe. So, man, it's great.
It's neato. You could go and buy, like, a dice bag. We've got lots of them.
60 hours trying to get that money.
There's Tom Darkblade. There's Junpei Iori.
Mm-hmm.
All those ones.
I guess there's Aludra and Tom the Dragonborn. Yeah.
So who the Dragonborn?
Tom.
Imagine if Tom came back as the Dragonborn. He was Tom the Dragonborn.
Hey, buddies, I'm Tom
the Dragonborn. what else, kids? Hey, Twitter. We are at DND. N is in Nancy.
D is Dancy.
In Dungeons. And D is in Dragons. D&D Podcast on Twitter. Hit us up. We love it when you talk to us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You guys tweet at us like every day, and seriously, it is one of the small highlights of
it's
my very
pretty
sad
sweet.
Existence.
Like I, you know, sometimes I look at my Twitter account and I like look at my at replies and I'm like, oh, I don't have any. But if I switch over to the D&D Podcast Twitter account, I kind of feel like I do. And for like one little moment, I don't want to just like stuff my face full of ham. One last goof, I'm done.
Wait, do you have those feelings? Gosh.
Yeah, bro.
Just but yeah, like you guys always say such nice things to us, and really, honestly, it makes us super happy.
Yeah, y'all are great. We love you. You're beautiful.
We love you so much.
Oh my god, I love you.
And so individually, I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And I'm at Jennifer Cheat.
So yeah. Facebook.com.
Go on Facebook.com.
Have you guys heard of Facebook.com?
It's this website where you go and see your family make really awkward political posts and then you hide them.
Guys, I love playing around in the
net. My dad doesn't use Facebook at all. He never posts, but he has one post on there, and it was like, "Do you think CBS should apologize for insulting Vietnam War veterans on The Amazing Race?" And he just puts yes. And that was the only thing he posted on Facebook.
That's hilarious. Man, that's hilarious.
Internet.
Yay.
That was pretty dicey, you guys.
Yeah, it was.
Every week it gets every week the outro gets more dicey.
Gosh.
Rolling ones up.
You know, I'm kind of excited for D&D Next or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
Even though, like, when we played it, I was like, this is boring. I can only do one thing. But yeah, so like when we were playing D&D Next, it was like, I can only do one thing, and that was kind of lame. But
yes. They were like level 3, too.
Right. So, but if you think about it, like, okay, so maybe it's not going to be as satisfying, like, tactically. But for this, for our show, it's going to be so much better. Cause it's
oh,
like,
my God. Combat, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Combat's going
to
be over super quick, and it'll just let us get on to the RPs.
And that's what I'm looking forward to also, because that seems like a lot more fun.
It does. Because, I mean, like, okay, it's fun that we were fighting a dragon, but it was like, that was like an hour and a half of us rolling dice and just, like, not really anything happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is that exciting?
I mean, we tried to pep Brent as much as we could.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. It's just the thing itself wasn't super compelling.
Exactly. Right.
It's like, you have to, like, make it compelling by being goofy, which is fine, because I think we're good at that, but...
Mm-hmm.
I gave you guys something.
You did?
It's in the chat.
Oh, good.
I closed the chat.
Oh,
scroll down.
Which chat?
The other chat. The Google chat. It's
where
YouTube.
Do I find that?
Casting your
you only really have to listen to like a third of it.
What is it? What are we listening to? I was
just
gone.
Repeats.
Go to the chat.
Mm-hmm.
This has been in my head for days.
Click it.
That's in your lavatory. That's where they're coming from now. No matter how you push or flush, they just won't budge. They don't want to drown.
Oh my God,
when you
enough.
Sit down, you're gonna frown because you see.
And that just repeats.
That's ridiculous.
Have you seen, this reminds me of it's a cat. Flushing the toilet, it's a cat.
You know who made that is the same guy who made Badger, 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 yeah. Badger.
Oh, that
mushroom?
Thing?
Yeah, same
guy. Oh my God. That might be the first thing I ever really saw on the internet, actually.
I think it was like internet.
It was like one of the very first things internet videos I ever watched.
Snake.
Oh man, just e-bombs more in general. There was also like some weird like, it probably wasn't real, but there was like a weird like Russian music video that was like this dude playing a guitar that was also very popular among my friend group in high school. And the oh my God, some group singing a song about Moscow.
When you guys have time to kill, you should just watch all of that guy's videos because they're so good. This one is for later. But that's the one I just said is by far my favorite forever.
Captain your laboratory.
Stomp down inside of your animals.
Man, that was a weird Bachman.
Which one?
The farmer one.
Dude, the farmer one is the best.
Yeah.
What, Tim?
Burn down
more?
The barn or
Tim,
fight?
Tim, you're gonna have to cool your jets on this fly-killing thing, because you're about to drive me fucking bonkers.
Oh, did you hear me hit him?
I did hear that. It was I'm impressed, Tim. I am impressed.
We're all impressed, Tim.
It's just that I'm gonna murder you if you keep doing this. While he was doing that, I like wrote him a note and then like slid it over to him that said, I'm going to murder you. It's my face.
He did it.
I murdered him. Tim's a ghost.
That wasn't very nice.
I'm not nice.
Did you ever play that Ace of Spades game?
No.
Dude, it's $2.
Oh, no. Good, right? I thought you were saying, because I own it. My kid,
you do own it.
My kid made me buy it at one point, and I was like, this is kind of dumb. And then I ran it for like several hours today in the background at work, so I could
get all the cards.
So I get card drops from it because I'm a terrible person.
What are you doing? You're out of control.
I'm actually gonna purchase it for that reason because I feel like I could probably make it back selling cards.
What's happening? I just got back.
My stuff is done on Dropbox now. Beats okay. Dubs. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Bachman, are you in a similar situation?
Well, I did finish exporting.
Okay.
I could click this button.
Okay. On go. 1, 2, 3, go. We're podcasting.
We're podcasting. It's the most fun that I've ever had.
Bachman, I want you to serenade me like all the time.
This is all the time?
I want it to happen all the time.
Okay.
No, like every time.
Every time.
Gotta serenade or else Jennifer gets sad.
Sad all the time.
Gonna sing a song so we can get along.
I think the spider's eating them.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a spider. It eats the fly. There's a proverb about that.
Dude, it's crazy to think about. Like, you fall asleep, or you just, like, mind your own business, you get attacked, you break your leg. and you wake up in a room just full of delicious hams and turkeys and mashed potatoes. What? And you're like, let me get out of here! Let me get out of here! And then you're like, I guess I'll eat these delicious hams and turkeys.
So I didn't understand what was happening, but you're comparing this spider that's trapped under the dice box with the fly.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and wriggled and jiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, and I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die.
Maybe Tim will die.
The brown. The bear.
The bear's all covered in hair.
One time I read a fan fiction called...
Imagine that. She swallowed a cat.
I read a fan fiction called The Bear and the Maiden Fair one time. I bet you cannot guess who started in it.
Was it
Mormont
think?
And Danny?
Yup. It made me feel
did
uncomfortable.
Did they fuck?
Mormont and Danny?
Yeah, that's like what fan fiction does.
Neat. Okay. Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast.